shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Every single spring, that first day that I walk outside and I see that yellow dust all over my truck, I'm like, that is Satan's dandruff. It destroys me. I legitimately can't go outside for longer than 3 minutes because my eyes get swollen, my eyes get puffy, my nose gets congested, and I just simply can't breathe. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. When I started taking Claritin D about 2 months ago, I can finally get back outside and play pickleball again, which is what I love to do, but I couldn't do it because my allergies were so bad. Claritin D has legitimately allowed me to go outside again. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hey. That's right. It's episode 136. I got a question. Men, women, and children, do you know that hope is in the building? Oh my goodness. I've lost it. My 50s have ruined my career as a rapper. Ugh. What do I do? Men, women, and children, do you know that hope is in the building? Do you know that? No, I can't do it. The line, for those of you new around here, is men, women, and children, hope is in the building. But then I just said that it was supposed to be a question. And I couldn't figure out how to freestyle rhyme it into a question on the... If you're a regular listener, you know the disaster that was. But for everyone else, welcome to the Human Hope Podcast. My name is Carlos Enrique Guzman Chibol Cabello, or Los for short. And I'm your host. I'm the host of the Human Hope Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about hope. You're going to be getting hope from almost a century ago. Oh, what is that? What is that? Well, I'll let you know. I'll let you know pretty quickly. But it is November 30th. Which means that we are one day away from the rest of y'all weirdos that don't celebrate Christmas November 1st. You guys can, yeah, I know there's a group of you that are, you know, you're purists. You ain't gonna put up the nativity scene. You ain't gonna put up baby Jesus until December 1st. And so that's tomorrow. So round of applause for you for jumping in. I don't know if that's you or not, or I don't know if you're me and you're part of the Tacky Christmas Yard Club. And you have already done that. I am currently in Denver, Colorado. If you're watching on YouTube, no, I'm not, because I'm actually recording this before I go to Denver. But if you're like on the Insta, in the Insta familia, you're watching on Instagram, you see I'm in Denver. Excuse me, I'm in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Speaking to like the Christian Camp Counselors Association of America. I can't remember what it's exactly called. But I'm pumped to be hanging out with camp people. Who does not want camp people in their life? Camp people are a special breed of people because they bring the party, they bring the fun, they bring the seriousness. They can bring it all. They kind of have to be every Enneagram number all at one time. And I get to be in a room of people that love on people for their job full time. I'm pretty excited about that. Today, I'll be talking to them. And then I'll be flying back home to Nashville tomorrow to begin. Maybe I can get, I haven't told Instagram this. I'm going to tell the podcast listeners this. Sometimes you feel like you're shafted. No. You get this news first. I'm actually not telling my Insta familia this until I show up there, but I'm getting ready. Two things. First of all, if you're in anywhere near Kalispell, Montana or Whitefish, Montana, next Sunday, not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, I will be preaching at Fresh Life Church at all the Montana and Utah locations. So I'm flying to Kalispell, Montana, going to be hanging out with my Fresh Life family, Levi Lusco, Jenny Lusco, their family are dear friends of mine. And I'll be jumping in to hop into their Firebrand series. So I'll be there, but then I'm leaving from there. I was not planning on telling you guys this, but here we are. And I'm flying from Montana to Salt Lake City, to Seattle, to Tokyo, Japan. What? Why? Why am I flying to Tokyo, Japan? Well, can I just be, listen, we are vulnerable with each other. I fly full time, right? Like I speak full time. First of all, thank you so much for everyone that's booked me to speak this year. It's the Human Hope family and the Insta Familia that keep me employed. So if you've got a corporate audience, if you've got people that need to the how to human message, be human, see humans, free humans, I speak full time to corporate audiences. And I help people in this season where people are more divided and disconnected than they've ever been. I can help your companies or I can help your churches. This wasn't going to be a little ad about my speaking, but I speak to faith-based audiences and corporate audiences, right? I'm a safe place for both the places and I'm really good at it. So book me, CarlosWhitaker.com. I couldn't remember my own name. Two T's. Go to the speaking page, request me to come to your place. And I promise you next year, I'm going to bring the special sauce. But all that to say, man, that was a long way of saying I am Delta Diamond. And Delta has raised the limits, not the limits, but what's the word I'm looking for? What you got to do in order to hit diamond. And I am a few thousand miles short. So what I was going to do is just kind of hop around, make some extra legs on the last few work trip flights. But no, instead my wife is like, I'm sorry. No, in order to hit diamond this year, we're going to fly to Tokyo. So we're flying to Tokyo for a few days, literally a few days, and then flying home. And I'm going to take you with me. I mean, I thought about even doing a podcast episode from Tokyo. So let me know. Okay, enough of that. Let's get to the meat, to the special sauce. I can't even remotely begin to describe the magnitude of jaw-dropping moments in this podcast. My Thea Nancy and my papa, who is my grandpa, we call him papa, my mom's dad and my mom's sister, came to Nashville for Thanksgiving because obviously you know that we moved my mom and dad into the house across the street. So they're here. And here's the thing. My papa has always been a man of few words. He's not a man of many words. He's a man of few words. So I didn't live near him growing up. They lived in LA. We lived in Atlanta. So I would rarely see him and he spoke Spanish and I forgot my Spanish by the time I turned second grade. And so, you know, we weren't like super deeply connected. He was a very serious man. You know, so I'd never had that kind of grandpa relationship where he takes you fishing or whatever. I'm not bitter. Like, it's fine. It is what it is. And I loved my grandpa, but we weren't ever really close. When he was here, I just thought to myself, I got to get to know this man. He's 95 years old. And he just has this, when you're around him, you just feel like this harmony, this joyful harmony. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to pull out the microphone and just start asking him questions. So that's what we're doing this week. Can I tell you, he was born in 1927, 28, 27, 28. He's 95 years old. And, you know, he grew up was born in Nuevo León, Monterrey, Mexico. And his life story is fascinating. We talk about his parents, where they were born, what it was like growing up when he was a young boy, where he worked, all these things. But what blew me away was so fascinating was just not only the cultural differences, but the, you know, there's cultural differences now between here and Mexico, but talking about like the 1940s and what it was like to court a woman, to court my grandmother, what it was like she made more money than him where she was working and how that worked out with the family and what the decisions they had to make. And when he decided to immigrate to America and he had seven children and what that looked like and his viewpoint on culture is sitting in today and the problems in culture today. And it is mind-blowing. It is fascinating. And so what I hope that you get out of this conversation is I hope that you realize that it doesn't matter what the perspective is that you come from. This conversation was fascinating. It was mind-blowing. And his perspective actually shifted things inside of me. It was something that I appreciate that he gave me, because he's never been a man of many words. He wasn't a man of many words. And suddenly he had a lot more words than I ever even knew he had. Not only did he have a lot more words, but he was actually like, he spoke more English than I thought he knew. Like that, I was like, what is happening? And so it was an incredible conversation. I just hope that you approach it with a reverency and appreciation that I know you will. So, Human Hope Familia, what I hope you do is approach it with reverence, with honor. And I want to say, Enrique Guzman, thank you for teaching us what you're about to teach us here on Human Hope. Ladies and gentlemen, my papa. So I am sitting here at a table with Enrique, mi papá, mi
abuelo,
pero te llame papá conmigo, mm-hmm. ¿Sí?
Yo te digo papá.
Yo te digo papá. I would love papá to tell us, just introduce himself, tell us where he lives and how old he is.
Okay.
He understands what I said.
Preséntese y diga quién es usted y dónde vive y cuántos años tiene.
¿Su nombre? Yo soy Enrique Guzmán Aguilar y vivo en Whittier, California, with my daughter Nancy.
Ah, sí.
I have...
En español.
Yeah, no, in English. Way better in English, yeah. He can do it.
95 years old.
Wow. So when you were 16, you worked in a machine shop, yeah. And you were learning all the different machines to use. Yeah. But when you were 16, what did you want to do when you dreamed of growing up? Did you have something that you thought, oh, I want to be this? Did you want to be a doctor? Did you want to be a plumber? Did you want to be a farmer? Did you want to be a teacher? Were you ever thinking, I want to be this when I grow up?
I will try to be engineer, you know.
Engineer.
And then... Mechanic.
Yes.
Engineer.
I was, I went to school, you know, for 2 years and tecnológico.
Oh, technological school.
Learning for this. But
okay.
Only and theoric, you know, yes. Pura teoría.
Oh, theory.
Theory, yes.
De lo cómo se hacían las cosas.
Right.
Blueprints, hacer mapas y todo eso. Pero nomás estuve 2 años.
So he just studied 2 years, yeah. In theory, in classrooms,
yes. Classroom.
Not underneath the work with the hands.
Porque se necesitaban seis.
Oh, 6 years. That's
Because it was going to take 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So after you finished your 2 years of classroom and of theory engineering, what did you begin to do for a living when you turned 18?
Working in the
working at that company.
In the company.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
That's the big company. Esa compañía es la que pagaba más de todas las
compañías.
Best paying.
But, company.
But not enough.
Oh, not enough.
Not enough, you know, because when me pagaban allí como 50 centavos.
They paid you like 50 cents? 50 American cents.
For a day.
For a day.
You would make 50 cents a day.
Yeah. Four pesos and 50 cents.
4 pesos and 50 cents.
4 pesos and 50 cents for a day.
And the dollar is, el dólar estaba 12.50.
Yeah, the dollar was 12.50 pesos.
Well, what year was this?
¿Qué año?
Era cuando comencé a estar, comencé ahí.
¿46?
No, más o menos, sí. Del 46 al 55 trabajé ahí.
Okay.
46 to 55.
Oh, wow, so almost 10 years.
10 years.
Wow, 10 years. While you were working there, did you know mamá? Had you met mamá?
¿Cuándo conoció a mamá? Durante ese tiempo que estaba.
So now we're talking about my grandmother, the love of my papá's life.
Yes.
Conocí a mi esposa cuando yo tenía 17 años.
17.
Ella decía que tenía 15, pero tenía 16.
Oh, no sabía. She said that she was 16, but she was really 15?
But she
ella
didn't know.
Que había oh,
she didn't know.
Because she thought she was born a year before.
Because she was born away, like they register her a year later.
Oh, got it. So she didn't have like documents showing.
Yeah, when we see the paper.
You're like, oh, wow.
You
were born in 1928. So I was born in 1928.
And she was on 27.
Yeah.
No, you're 28, yeah, 29.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Papa, you were born in 1929. Mama was born.
No, Papa, 28.
Oh, you were born in 1928. Mama was born in 1929.
And she was born, she thought she was born in 1930.
Yes. And
and we got married. What? 5 años fuimos novios.
Oh, you were boyfriend and girlfriend for five years. I don't need y'all translating. I got to think that fast. Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
No. Okay, so you met her when you were 17 and she was 16. Tell me about when you met her. When was it? Did you first see her in school? Did you first see her on the road? Did you see her in the store? Where did you first see her?
¿Cómo la remember? Conoció? ¿Cuál es la primera vez?
La conocí por primera vez, no. Porque una prima mía me la presentó, me la llevó a presentar.
So a cousin of yours took you to introduce.
Took ella, her to introduce to
oh, you. Yes.
Mi esposa había venido de vacaciones de Saltillo a Monterrey.
She came on vacation from Saltillo to Monterrey.
Oh, okay.
Y en esos días, una prima mía que viene y me dijo, hoy te voy a presentar una muchacha muy bonita.
Oh.
Entonces, I'm going to introduce somebody real pretty, a girl real pretty.
Yo no le ponía atención. No.
I didn't have time for that.
I have too many girls there.
No le creía, no. Entonces, mi mamá dice, ve a conocerla.
Oh, hey, my grandma said, encourage him.
Está muy bonita. Ve a conocerla.
Sí, go ahead, keep.
Yeah, grandma said, she's real pretty.
Tenía una casa atrás,
así,
y había otra casa enfrente. Y en el frente teníamos un business, un comercio.
Yeah.
Y ahí estaban. Entonces yo estaba cenando acá.
Oh, okay. So the house, the way they lived, they were in the front of the property, there was a business.
Okay.
That they owned. It was like a store.
Okay.
A storefront. And on the back, it was a house.
Oh, okay.
So mama and this cousin of papa were in the front at the store. And papa was in the back eating in the kitchen.
Okay.
You know, and so abuelita, my grandma, saw her and encouraged her and said, go meet her.
You need to go meet
She's
her.
She's real pretty.
Oh.
And papa goes, nah, I'm eating.
But then he went out there.
And then fui. Oh, no, pues, sí, estaba bonita. La conocí.
Oh, she is pretty.
La conocí nomás así, nos presentamos. Pero nomás así. Y ya
just
después,
like that.
Entonces, yo me iba en el corner, en la esquina ahí, todas las noches a platicar con los amigos. Y ella pasaba el mandado por ahí, muy seguido, pasaba por ahí.
He would be in the corner talking to his friends.
That's what they did.
That's every night.
That's
what they
hang out.
Yes.
Yes.
So then she would go by to go buy like certain things from the store and back and forth.
Oh, kind of showing herself off on purpose to Papa.
Pero yo tenía yo no era muy como dice, muy aventado con este señor.
He wasn't forward. He wasn't, he was kind of shy, I guess, with the girls.
And then me fui platicando con ella.
Then he started following her and talked.
Y ya le dije que si quería ser mi novia.
Oh, I asked her, do you want to be my girlfriend?
Y luego dice,
Oceana should have been here.
Lo voy a pensar.
I'm going to think about it.
She's going to think about it. My mom's playing hard to get.
That's right.
Yo sé que... Yo sabía que era puro cuento.
He knew that she was just she was interested.
Al siguiente día, ¿qué pasó? No, sí, está bien.
Okay. I'll accept.
Entonces ya nos empezamos a ver y entonces ella se quedó. Ya se quedó ahí en Monterrey.
Oh, because she went on vacation and then she stayed.
Tenía que regresarse a Saltillo.
She had to go back to Saltillo, but
because
decided
that's where
to stay.
She was being raised.
And how far away is Saltillo from Monterrey?
But half hour.
Okay.
Not too far.
Not too far. Okay.
But in those times,
el freeway se llega luego.
During that, en ese tiempo, como que se
en ese tiempo,
tardaba más.
Sí, no, porque era una carretera.
Sí, entonces, ¿cuánto? ¿Una hora?
Como 2 horas.
Okay, it was two hours away.
It was two hours away.
Hasta se paraban a la mitad del camino a lonchear.
Oh, wow. The bus stopped halfway so people can eat.
Oh, wow.
And then continue.
Entonces ya se quedó ahí, ya buscó trabajo ahí en Monterrey.
She looked for work in Monterrey.
Y luego consiguió trabajo en Monterrey para poderse quedar y ayudar ahí en la casa donde se iba a quedar.
Yeah.
No quería quedarse a que la estuvieran manteniendo.
Yeah, she had to find work so she can contribute to where she was staying.
Oh, I see.
Because she didn't want to stay there without paying anything.
Yes. So is that what does she do for work?
¿Qué es lo que hacía mamá para
en ese tiempo comenzó una fábrica de camisas.
Oh, she was
shirt.
Por un tiempo corto.
For a very short time,
y luego she worked at a, consiguió trabajo en una fábrica de focos.
Oh, okay.
Light, o sea, yes.
De una compañía americana.
Oh, okay.
Y ahí ganaba más que yo.
An American company that made light bulbs.
Oh, okay.
¿Cómo se llamaba? General Electric.
Algo así creo que
era. It was General Electric.
Oh, was there? And mamá was working for them.
Well, había otra compañía mexicana. Pero apagaban solar, se llamaba la de
and hacían pocos. Another company that made the same light bulbs, the Mexican light company. But she worked for the
American
General. Yeah, and they paid a lot better.
Oh, they did.
And she made more money than he did.
Than you, Papa?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then tell me about when you decided to make her your wife.
¿Cuándo decidió usted hacerla su esposa?
Pues,
¿en cuánto tiempo?
Como en 5 años.
O sea, 5 años y lo dijo.
Sí, no, durante éramos novios, no, en 5 años ya dije, voy a pedirte para vamos a casar.
So it took 5 years and he decided, okay, I'm going to go and ask for your hand.
Okay.
No, el problema también era que estaba con unos tíos ahí. Estaba con unos tíos ahí en cerca de mi casa.
Pero she was living with some uncles.
Uncles, sí. Y el uncle en una ocasión me vio que estaba platicando con ella y me quiso crear problemas conmigo.
Okay. Entonces, that uncle saw him talking to her.
Yep.
And then he wanted to make trouble for him because he didn't want her to be gone or to be having boyfriend.
Carmen tenía a su papá. Su papá vivía ahí en Monterrey.
Oh, my grandma's dad lived in Monterrey.
Yes, he was married and he had other children about her age.
Cuando nació mi esposa, murió su mamá al nacer murió su mamá.
When mamá was born, her mom passed away during birth.
Oh, wow.
And then she was in Saltillo by an uncle.
Ella se quedó con su abuelo.
Oh, her grandfather.
Oh, she stayed with her grandfather.
Con su abuelo en Saltillo y el papá lo
chased him away.
Yes.
No, they chased him away. They didn't want him to take her.
My great-grandfather on mamá's side.
Right.
Yes, my great grandpa, but mama's
side.
Dad.
Yes.
They chased him away.
My mom's grandfather.
Uh-huh. Took care of her.
Took care of her. He's the one that chased
her dad.
Her dad away.
Yes.
Entonces, me dijo, yo no sabía, me dijo que su papá trabajaba ahí cerquita donde, en Monterrey. Le dijo, oye, pues voy a hablar con tu papá. Le dije, voy a hablar con tu papá, no con tus tíos. Voy a hablar con tu papá a pedirle permiso de andar contigo.
So, let me see if I got this right. Okay. So, when papá was ready to ask for a hand in marriage, even though she was living with her uncle, which didn't want him to marry her, he said, I'm going to go talk to your dad because your dad is the one I want to get going to give me permission.
Right.
Y entonces ya fuimos ahí a hablar con él. Y pues no, ella no vivía con él.
She didn't live with him.
Yeah. Entonces, but you went to go look for him.
Entonces, yo le arreglé para que se fuera a vivir con su papá.
Then he arranged for her to go live with her dad.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Sí, sí, yeah. Y su madre.
My grandfather's wife, very nice. Abuelita Lola.
Okay.
You know. And then she went to live over there.
Oh, she did after that. And it was good.
Yeah.
It was good
for me.
Yeah,
for you.
He didn't have to have trouble with
the uncle anymore.
Constantly.
Oh, the uncle.
Y ahí estuvo como 3 años o algo así, porque.
Okay.
O 4. Porque casi al poquito tiempo que fuimos novios, la eché para allá. Total de que ya estando ahí, cuando ya tenía como 4 años ahí en la casa, ahí, entonces ya le dije, voy a pedirla.
Yes.
A pedirla.
He's going to go ask mamá's dad for her hand in marriage.
Okay.
So he says, I'm going to go do it.
No.
Okay.
Y como mi esposa ganaba buen dinero, entonces mi suegro
Mamá was making good money.
Yeah.
And so her dad, of course, didn't want her to get married. Because she was helping
cuando
out.
Cuando yo fui a pedirla, no se encontraba el papá.
Every time that he would go in to look for him,
he
to ask him, he would leave.
Oh.
And he would get, because he didn't want to
give his daughter away.
Yes.
That's what I should have done to Brady when he was asking me if he could marry Sohaila. I just did it.
But wait, listen to what he did.
Entonces, en una ya dos veces fuimos, y a la otra fui, lo busqué y hablé con él. Con el padre. Entonces yo le dije, y el señor era un señor grande y fuerte.
He was a big man.
Ya fuimos dos veces a pedirla y usted no está.
Okay, we went already twice to look for you, to ask for your her hand in marriage, and you have been
voy
gone.
Voy a ir otra vez.
I'm going to go one more time.
Y si no está usted.
And if you're not there.
But how is he, how is you telling him this if he's not there? How is he getting the message to him?
¿Cómo es que le dijo eso a él si no había estado hablando con él?
Por ejemplo, yo sabía cuándo iba a estar allí, pero yo con mi iba con mi papá pero, para pedirla.
Oh, okay.
Tenía que
because
ir con
he,
mi papá
he had to take Huelito, his dad, to ask for her hand in marriage.
So the tradition was or the custom was when you ask for a girl's hand in marriage, you take your father to meet her father.
Usually the parents,
mi papá tenía que pedirla para
he's
mí.
The one that has to ask for her hand in marriage.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So they kept going. And of course, that was putting Papa in a spot because Huelito would get very upset that he's not there.
Yes.
So one day he just got there and said, look, we're going to come one more time.
Yeah.
If you're not here,
me la voy a llevar.
Then I'm just going to steal her.
I'm just going to steal her.
And take her.
Yeah, take her.
Basically. You don't want us to do the things the right way. Yeah. You're making us go this route.
Got it.
Porque pues ya me había permiso.
Since he had already given permission for him to date her,
right.
What's the problem?
So he asked for permission to even date her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No, y sí, yo la llevé muy bien con él.
Like they never had any problems. It was just that he didn't want to let go of her.
Because she was bringing some dough back to the house, probably.
I have a different view. I think that he just wanted her around longer because he didn't get to see her for many years.
Okay, tía, I like that.
Él tuvo problemas con los otros yernos y conmigo no.
Oh, yeah. He had problems with his other son-in-laws, from Mama's stepsisters, but he never had any problems with him.
So did he finally say yes?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he finally said yes. And then where did you get married? In Monterrey?
Monterrey.
In Monterrey.
Listen, when my Instagram began to grow, the last thing on my mind was trying to figure out how to sell stuff, right? Like I'm an author, I'm a speaker. Authors and speakers don't have merch. That's just for bands. No, it's for guys like me too. And guess what? I found a partner that helped me and my family earn a lot of extra money when I began to partner with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. For me, very specifically, I remember when I had one shirt in my merch store and it felt amazing every time the little Shopify app would go cha-ching, someone else would buy it. I was like, oh my gosh, sweet. That's another whatever, a little bit more I could put into my kids' college fund. It was so cool and I was so grateful for Shopify. From the launch of, like, if you're just launching your online shopping stage, or if you're like a real life brick and mortar store, you can have Shopify help you grow. Okay, so I don't care if you're selling like scented soap. I don't care if you're offering outfits, hats, vintage Kleenex boxes. It could be anything. Shopify has you covered. They're here to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. And I see this happen every week with the internet's best converting checkout. It's so true. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort with Shopify's AI-powered all-star called Shopify Magic. Okay, listen, what I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/humanhope. All lowercase, please. Go to shopify.com/humanhope now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/humanhope.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you remember, Papa, when did you decide we're moving to America?
¿Cuándo decidió venirse para los Estados Unidos?
Pues ya que empecé a trabajar, que me casé, empecé a ver que no tenía dinero suficiente como para...
So when you got married, you didn't realize that there was enough money?
There wasn't enough money.
¿Por qué?
Because she stopped working. Oh, in okay. Mexico, she wouldn't be...
And this time,
she can't continue
no era bien visto que la mujer trabajara.
Oh, so at this time in Mexico, once the woman gets married, she was not working.
Right.
It didn't look good.
And especially make more than him.
Oh, because she was making more than him.
Especially.
Oh, got it.
Like, it wasn't the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Entonces, ya viendo que venían conocidos allá que venían de Estados Unidos.
Yes.
Y veía que, pues, venían con carro y hacían bulevole cosas allí y todo eso. Porque fíjate, si allí yo ganaba 50 centavos y acá pagaban 1.50 por hora.
So, he says, when he would see friends and families, extended family, they would come from the United States and they would come with cars and they would come with money. He says, here I was making 50 cents a day.
A day, 50 US a day.
Yes. And if I go to the United States, it's $1.50.
Oh, wow.
An hour.
Wow. An hour. And you, and Dami, that is night and day.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Sí. Entonces, también me vine también. Entonces ya empecé a estudiar.
Oh, you began to study.
Entonces fue a la escuela a estudiar inglés.
Oh.
No aprendí mucho, pero aprendí a llenar aplicaciones.
So you went to school so you can learn to write applications and to fill those things out.
He went to school to learn English.
Yes.
Once he would learn some English, he looked at an application and figured out how to fill it out.
Got it. Okay, so how, Mom, you were born in... before they came to America.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
So my mom was your first, right? So tell me a little bit about just how you were feeling when mama tells you, we're going to have a baby.
Ah, no, pues muy feliz. No, más, mi mamá estaba más feliz.
His mom was happy.
Yo.
And the grandmother,
mi mamá,
grandchild.
Mi mamá quería tener nietos pronto.
Oh, yeah, she wanted grandkids.
She wasn't soon enough.
Nos tardamos para tener... No nos tardamos, porque...
You know, they got married in 51.
Yeah.
I was born in 52. So it took them a few months to get pregnant, and my grandmother was worried.
That they
didn't know how to do it, or she had a problem. She kept taking her to doctors.
Even just a few months?
Yes. Yes.
Like, give mama a chance. Give the ovaries a chance.
And maybe papa was something wrong with papa.
Oh, goodness gracious. Wow.
So she was...
Pero nomás nos cambiamos, porque vivíamos en la misma casa ahí.
They lived in the same house.
Oh.
That's probably the problem.
That was the problem. What was my mom like as a baby?
¿Cómo era Carmen cuando era baby?
No, ¿por qué voy a decir?
No, dígalo.
Tell me.
He tells that I was a crybaby.
Era muy llorona.
I cried a lot.
Oh, you did?
Nomás salía así.
Sí, he was.
Yo decía, ahorita regresa llorando.
She would be walking out the house, and then he would go, she's going to come back crying. And then she would turn around, and she would be coming.
No.
And he goes, there it comes. And then she would start.
She would cry a lot. Mom!
That's why I'm not a crier now.
Yeah, maybe.
She was always having problems with her.
Oh, okay.
Hierbas, cosas así por allá que una hierba que nos queda como salvia o no sé cosa, oh, wow, a ponerle al alimento. Oh. Y eso te ayudaba.
Okay.
Pero la vendían los hierberos, ahí la vendían muy cara. Entonces yo y Ramiro fuimos a buscarla allá donde...
A la sierra,
allá a Chipinque.
They would have to go to the hillsides to get this certain herb
to put in
the formula didn't sit right with me, so okay. They would buy
colicky.
They would buy a certain herb to put in there from the store, from the people that sold, but it was very expensive. So my uncle and him would go to the mountain and to find that.
Papa would climb the mountainside to find an herb so that you could stop crying so he could sleep.
Yes. Yeah, with his rice. And it worked.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now I want to ask you some questions about not necessarily your family, but I would like to ask you, I'm going to find some of these questions here. These questions are going to be more about like what was something that, how many children, how many uncles and aunts do I have on your side?
There were seven of us.
Seven. You have seven children.
Éramos cinco.
Seven children.
Siete. Éramos siete.
What would you say is important for people that, I have a lot of people that listen to my podcast that are brand new moms and dads. They're just having babies and they're all stressed out and the world is crazy and all this stuff. What would you say to people after you're 95 years old, you've raised children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren? Is there a great-great somewhere in there? No, not yet.
Probably
at some point.
Joe's side.
What advice do you have for parents raising children? You did such a good job.
Mm-hmm. Es que si usted tiene tanta experiencia, tuvo siete de familia, y luego los nietos nacieron, y luego algunos bisnietos que hay por ahí, que hay muchos padres de familia, nuevos padres de familia que oyen estos
podcasts.
No, pues ahorita...
¿Tiene usted alguna...?
No, es lo que no entiendo. Que yo en mis tiempos, por ejemplo, yo tuve tantos hijos y tenía que... Por ejemplo, a los 22 años, yo ya era responsable de una esposa y luego de los hijos.
That's what he doesn't understand. When he was 22, he was responsible for a wife.
Tienen 30 años y todavía no.
And now a lot of people are 30 years old and they're not responsible.
Oh, yeah.
La diferencia no la veo yo.
So you see a big difference between...
Yo a los 5 años, ya me daban tareas a mí de que en aquel... Traían la leña para, no había estufa, traían la leña y la ponían en la calle. Yo tenía que llevar la leña para adentro.
When he was 5 years old, he had a job to do. They didn't have stoves like this. All the stoves, you had to have lumber to put in there, wood to put in there. And at 5 years old, they would drop the wood off on the street, and his job was to bring it in. At 5 years old, all the way to the kitchen, little by little. It was very heavy, so
he would bring it.
And they did it without complaint.
Yeah.
That was part
and
of
he
the...
And he says now people, kids are not responsible. They're not giving responsibilities.
Because, they're 30 years old, and they're still like, I don't know what to want to do.
Video games.
Yeah.
No sé, yo... No hay ningún secreto.
Yeah. There's no secret. Yeah. It's just...
Pero así era antes.
That's how it was before.
You just did it.
Hey. And you didn't complain.
Yeah.
You didn't dare complain.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that kind of answers my second question. what do you see today? I mean, you're very connected. So I see you on your iPad and on Facebook, and you see the world.
Está muy conectado. Usted está con su iPad y con su Facebook. Y usted ve el mundo.
What other things do you see that are different in today's society than when you were young?
La diferencia entre la sociedad de ahora y la sociedad de cuando usted estaba joven. Y lo que usted ya dijo, más o menos... es la respuesta a lo
other
que...
things.
Pues sí, ¿no? Uh-huh. Eso es lo que ve uno ahorita también, ¿no? Es que ahora ve uno que lo que hay ahorita es muy bueno, pero claro, también tiene es como abre dos filos. Hay muchas cosas que los niños aprenden lo que no deben de aprender.
Mm.
No, como dicen, no tienen infancia como nosotros. Antes, en aquellos tiempos, Ignoraba
they don't have childhood children because of all the information technology. Technology. There's no childhood in there. It's very good. There's a lot of information, but it's like a knife with a double-edged knife.
Ahora, por ejemplo, antes un padre te enseñaba cosas. Ahora le quieres enseñar a un hijo algo y te dice que ya quiere saber. Porque ellos saben más que uno.
That sometimes, nowadays, you want to teach your child something. And then they turn around and they go, well, what do you want to know about it? Because I already know.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, it's sometimes there's not, that connection's not there.
Yes.
That,
si tienes un problema de una computadora, a ver, mijo, arréglame esto.
Now the father goes to the child. Uh-huh. I have a problem with this computer here. Fix this.
Yes.
And before, they were the ones that were helping the children. And now it's the children helping the parents.
Wow. But people want to know the secret to living a long, happy life. Like you were very joyful. You're still funny. You're spunky. You're filled with life. And people want to know, I want to be like that when I'm 95 years old.
Entiende lo que le estoy preguntando. ¿Sé cuál es el secreto? Usted se ve muy contento. Usted se ve muy alegre. Mira,
yo no te digo una cosa. Yo no fui un buen hombre.
He said, I'm going to tell the truth. I wasn't
en mi juventud, yo no fui, fui una buena persona.
I wasn't a good person.
You weren't a good person.
Yo, por ejemplo, mi familia era mi familia, todo eso, pero yo me divertía, yo andaba, yo
I had a good
juventud,
time.
Okay, yeah.
Entonces, in my youth.
Yes.
Y por cualquier cosa me enojaba y cosas.
And I would get mad for almost anything.
Total de que hasta muchas veces hasta me tenían miedo.
People were afraid of me sometimes.
Oh, really?
Pero you were. Lo que me ayudó fue cuando conocí a Cristo.
When I became a Christian,
entonces ya cambié.
Christ, I changed.
Y ya controlo. Ya no me enojo, ya
I se necesita sacar temper.
Mucho. Y eso me ha ayudado mucho.
And it has helped
lo
me
mismo
a lot.
Cuando ya murió mi esposa, todo eso.
When my wife died.
Pues, muchos, y yo no, yo pienso, digo, bueno, pues ya te la llevaste.
Sí, it was God's
hazme un lugarcito allá, ya me esperas.
Make a room for me and wait for me.
Yo sé bien que estás mejor que cuando estabas aquí.
He knows that she's better off than when she was here. She was suffering.
Y cada vez que me quiero como quebrar o alguna cosa así, recurro a Dios y lo pongo en las manos de Él y
I put everything in His hands, in God's hands.
Y entonces la estoy llevando bien.
Yes.
Well, and I trust God.
Okay, quick fun questions. Okay, and then we'll end with this, with these. Best taco in Los Angeles.
El mejor taco de Los Ángeles. ¿Cuál es?
Pues en aquel tiempo.
No, ahora.
En Los Ángeles.
Sí.
¿Dónde usted?
¿Dónde viven? Whittier, en Pico Rivera.
De tripas.
¿Dónde?
¿De dónde es el taco? De
where would he, where would he go?
El restaurante.
Yeah.
¿Pero a cuál restaurante es el mejor
Chema's.
Taco? Oh, Chema's.
Okay, where's Chema's?
Chema's Tacos. Where's in Whittier.
Chema's Tacos in Whittier. You guys heard it here first. If you go to Southern California, and my grandfather says the best tacos you can go get is at Chema's in Whittier.
Yeah.
Chema's in Whittier. Okay. That's great. What was your first car?
Su primer carro.
Fue un Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
Chevrolet 52.
52 Chevy.
A 52 Chevy. Wow.
¿En qué año lo tuvo ese carro?
Pues casi en aquel tiempo, o sea, estaba como 58 por ahí.
Okay. So in 1958, he got a 52 Chevy.
In 1958, he got a 52 Chevy. Okay. What was your first memory of me? I was your first grandson.
No, no puede ser. Si es 52, tiene que ser después.
Oh, he's still thinking about the car.
Yes.
That's where we
ya cambiamos la pregunta.
Otra pregunta.
La primera vez.
Where you went from being a father to a grandfather with me.
Él fue su primer nieto.
Sí.
What was
¿Cuál fue la primer memoria que usted tiene de conocerlo a él?
Ah, pues nos dio mucho gusto. Y hasta te compré una cuna.
He bought the crib.
Oh, you bought my crib.
Es el único que le he comprado una cuna.
Oh, you're the only one that he bought.
That's awesome. I could feel the love.
But probably my mom pushed him to do it.
he couldn't afford it, so he had to make payments.
Oh, really? Wow, he made payments for my crib. crib. That is amazing. Where's that crib?
Oh. Eddie used it and then.
Va a poder estar para mantener a cinco en aquel tiempo.
Yeah, he had five children at home.
Yeah. He had because Claudia, so talk to us about this. Like, mom had
you.
Me.
When Claudia was.
And Claudia was.
Carla's
was a year and a half.
71.
She was only, my aunt, my tia Claudia is only a year and a half older than me.
Yeah.
So you were raising a baby when your daughter was raising a baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was that weird?
Ya creo que no le compré cuna, usé una cuna que me.
Claudia didn't have a cuna. Claudia didn't have a crib.
Oh, wow.
Nancy gave her.
That's
maybe
amazing.
You bought the crib, maybe. Okay.
That is amazing.
¿Quién era la cuna? Una cuna usada.
Sí.
Well, Papa, thank you so much for letting me ask you all these questions and sharing your life with me. I'm very grateful for you.
Thank you, Enrique. Thank you, Papa. I'm grateful and honored that you would share your wisdom and your words with the Human Hope fam. And, you know, I feel things when I know that. And that may be the last time someone records a conversation with him like that. Hey, listen, he could live to be 105. I don't know if he wants that. I'm just grateful. So how about you? Who is somebody in your life that is in their 80s or 90s who, if you don't record their story, it may just be forgotten? Nobody deserves to be forgotten. I don't know. Something in me just wants to carry around a microphone and go interview everybody, every old person I meet. Powerful. Powerful. Thank you for listening. I love you, Papa. See you next week.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.